It was a dull autumn day, and Jill Pole was crying behind the gym. She was crying because they'd been bullying her. This is not going to be a school story, so I shall say as little as possible about Jill's school, which is not a pleasant subject. It was co-educational, a school for both boys and girls, or what used to be called a mixed school, though some said it was not nearly so mixed as the minds of the people who ran it. These people had the idea that boys and girls should be allowed to do what they liked. And unfortunately, what 10 or 15 of the biggest boys and girls liked best was bullying others. The headmistress at an ordinary school would have found out and put a stop to it, or the bullies would have been expelled or punished. But the headmistress at this school said they were interesting psychological cases and talked to the bullies for hours. And if you knew the right sort of things to say to the headmistress, the main result was that you became rather a favourite than otherwise. And that was why Jill Pole was crying on that dull autumn day on the damp little path which runs between the back of the gym and the shrubbery. She hadn't finished her cry when a boy came round the corner.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, can't you look where you're going?
I didn't see you there, so you need to start... Oh, I say. Jill, what's wrong?
No, go away.
It's them, isn't it? They've been bullying you again, haven't they?
Mind your own business.
Now look here. There's no good us all getting...
Don't lecture me, Eustace. Nobody asked you to come barging in, did they? Besides, you're as bad as they are.
Am I?
You spent the whole of last term sucking up to them and bowing to everything they wanted.
Hey, that's not fair. Have I been doing anything of the sort this term? Didn't I stand up to Carter about the rabbit? And didn't I keep the secret about Spivins? Under torture, too. And didn't
I even... All right. I don't know and I don't care.
Would you like a peppermint?
Yes, please. Thank you. Oh, I'm sorry, Eustace. I wasn't being fair about what I said. You're not as bad now as you were last term.
Forget about last term if you can. I was a little tick then.
Well, honestly, you were.
Hmm. So you think there's been a change?
It's not only me. Everyone's been saying so. Some of us like it. But they don't, you know. They liked it better when you were on their side.
I'd better watch out then.
So, what happened?
What do you mean?
Why are you so different now?
Well, a lot of strange things happened to me during the summer.
What sort of things?
You wouldn't believe me.
Why wouldn't I?
Because... Look here, Jill. Can I trust you?
Thanks a lot.
I mean it, Jill. This is a really terrific secret. And if I thought you'd tell anyone else or laugh at me, I...
Do I look like someone who's about to laugh? And who would I tell? Right now, you seem to be the only friend I have.
But it's more than that. Supposing I told you I'd been to a place where animals can talk, and where there are enchantments and dragons, well, all the sorts of things you'd have in fairy tales. What would you say to that?
Well, how did you get there?
The only way you can. By magic.
Magic?
I was with two cousins of mine. We were just whisked away to this wonderful world. And then we had some amazing adventures and... What's wrong? Why are you looking at me like that?
You're only saying this to make me feel better, aren't you?
I'm not, I swear. It all happened.
Oh, but what's the good of telling me about it? It's all very well and good that you went there and it changed you. But we jolly well can't get there now, can we?
I've been wondering about that. When we came back from that world, or that place, I still don't know what to call it. Someone there said my cousins could never go there again. It was their third time, you see. I suppose they've had their share. But he never said I couldn't. And I can't help wondering, can we?
Could we?
Do something to make it happen?
Yes.
You mean, we might draw a circle on the ground and write strange letters in it and stand inside and recite charms and spells?
Well, sort of. Though that's not how we got in before. And to be frank, I think all those circles and things are rather rot. I don't think he'd like them. It would look as if we thought we could make him do things, but really, we can only ask him.
Who is this person you keep talking about?
They call him Aslan in that place.
Aslan? What a curious name.
Not half so curious as he is. But let's get on. It can't do any harm just asking. Let's stand side by side.
Like this?
Right. And we hold out our arms in front of us, with the palms facing down. Like they did in Ramandu's island.
Whose island?
I'll tell you about that another time. And he might like us to face the east. Let's see, where is the east? Ah, that's the east, facing up into the laurels. Now, will you say the words after me?
What words?
The words I'm going to say, of course. Now. Aslan. Aslan. Aslan.
Aslan. Aslan. Aslan.
Please let the two of us go into your...
Wait! What's that? Oh no! It's them!
Hurry! Into the laurels! Ow.
What now?
Up the slope.
Okay.
There! Up ahead! A gate!
But that leads to the moors! And it's always locked, so we can't escape!
We'll have to hope it's open now. Here!
It's sure to be locked!
Oh, by gum! It's open!
How odd! The sun is so bright! But it was grey and overcast a moment ago. I can't see the moor. Eustace!
Oh, I say! I think that's... I mean... Could it be Narnia?
What? Is that your world?
Come on, Jill. Do you want to go or not?
But no. Can we get back? Is it safe?
Quick, take my hand. We mustn't get separated.
Separated? Oh, but what?
Come on!
And the air is so fresh. Are we on the top of a mountain?
I don't know.
We must be. Look at the size of those trees. And I've never seen those kinds of birds before.
I suspect you'll see a lot of things you've never seen before. The trees seem to stop just ahead. Perhaps it's the end of this forest.
Let's go. It's a very lonely forest, isn't it?
Oh, be careful, Jill.
Why?
You don't want to fall off the edge of the cliff, do you?
Oh, my. I've never been up so high. It's nothing but blue sky ahead.
I see.
Are those sheep down there?
They're clouds, I think.
Clouds? They are. But what's beyond them? Is it a field? A wood?
I don't know. I can't see from here. Just stay back, will you?
What's wrong with you?
We're awfully high up. Please come away from the edge.
I'm not a child, Eustace. And I'm certainly not afraid of heights. See? This doesn't bother me at all.
What are you doing, Jill? Come back. Don't be an idiot.
Don't call me names. Oh, it is a long way down.
Take my hand, Jill.
One could fall forever.
Jill!
I'm afraid.
Then take my hand.
But I don't dare move. I'll fall.
Stay calm.
My legs, they feel like putty.
Right. Listen to me, Jill. Reach out and take your arm and pull you back. Don't move.
No!
Just let me...
Don't! I'm afraid.
It's only a couple of steps. Do you hear? I'll take your arm.
Eustace's voice seemed to be coming from a long way off.
Jill
felt him grabbing
her.
But by now she had no control over her own arms and legs. There was a moment struggling on the cliff edge. Jill was too frightened and dizzy to know quite what she was doing. But two things she remembered as long as she lived. One was that she had wrenched herself free of Eustace's clutches. The other was that at the same moment he himself had lost his balance. Fortunately, Jill was given no time to think over what she'd done, for a huge, brightly coloured animal had rushed over and lay down next to her. It leaned over the edge of the cliff, and this was the odd thing, blue. It didn't roar or snort, but just blew from its wide-opened mouth, blowing out as steadily as a vacuum cleaner sucks in. Jill was so close to the creature that she could feel the breath vibrating steadily through its body. She was lying perfectly still because she couldn't get up. She was nearly fainting. Indeed, she wished she could really faint, but faints don't come for the asking. At last she saw, far away below her, a tiny black speck floating away from the cliff and slightly upwards. As it rose, it also got further away. By the time it was nearly on a level with the cliff top, it was so far off that she'd lost sight of it. It was obviously moving away from them at a great speed. Jill couldn't help thinking that the animal at her side was blowing it away. So she turned and looked at the creature.